Liz and Colette, but Colette couldn't be here today because she's a little under the weather. So, hey, Liz, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about the band that you and Colette interviewed this week.
Okay, so we interviewed this band called Bloom Kings, but the guy who we interviewed, he's just a solo artist, and he actually started the band under, like, the name Bloom Kings, but it was just him. Mm-hmm. So he was like, his whole first album is fully self-produced, which is really cool. And I like to hear how like that came to be, basically.
Ooh, very, very cool. Well, without further ado, here's our interview this week with Bloom Kings.
Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and the band?
Yeah, the band started when almost about like a year ago. It's funny that the name came to be because I was just kind of sitting in an airport and I made a Spotify blend with like myself. It was weird. They were doing this weird playlist promotion thing and it asked me to pick out these like words from different songs of different artists that I listened to. And then it came up with the name Bloom Kings. So I was like, that is a really good band name. So then I took that and I self-produced the album Infinity City, and from then on, I'm just like here at ISU. I've been trying to like form the band and actually start playing some shows around here.
That's cool. What inspired you guys to make music?
What inspired me to make music is that just like it's a way for me to get like how I'm feeling out in a way. It's like an outlet, and I realized that I listen to all these artists who have these like very pent-up emotions and they express it through their music, and I'm like, man, I'm not the only one that feels this way about certain things. So maybe in some way at least one person can relate to my music the way that I relate to other people's music, and that's kind of like what I strive for in a way.
Cool. How would you describe your music, like the genre?
The way that I would be describing it to people is probably screamo rock, although I'm kind of leaning more just towards like alt rock, because as you listen to Infinity City itself, the screamo kind of like lessens, but probably alt rock is a good way of describing it. You know, you got those like intense guitar riffs and you got those drums and everything and the angsty type of vocals. So probably alt rock. Hey, it's Nick from Bloom Kings and you're listening to my song One Broken Promise on 103.3 WZND's New Music Monday.
How did you guys start the band? What brought you guys together?
Well, the band formed here at ISU. The album I made all by myself. The way that I met our guitarist, Sam, is I literally just met him in an elevator and he was carrying a guitar. And I was like, yo, what kind of guitar is that? And he's like, yo, man, it's a Fender Squire Strat. And I'm like, that's so cool. And we just kind of added each other between that. And I was like, man, I bet he's really good. Let's start playing. And then our bassist, Jack, I met him when I was going to like pick up my mail and I saw him and he was wearing that like 70s like Iron Maiden, like he's wearing that kind of vibe on him. And I was like, hey man, I like your style. And he's like, dude, thanks. And then we just like sat in the hallway and like talked for like 30 minutes and we like exchanged contact information and I was like, dude, you should be in my band. Like, that'd be so cool.
Nice. That's awesome. Do you guys have any upcoming shows?
Shows as of right now, no. We are still trying to learn the material and we're trying to figure out our set list. So in a way that we can incorporate not just Bloom Kings music, but we want to incorporate covers of songs that have inspired us or songs that we really like. And we just want to evenly distribute that between all the members.
That's awesome. What's your favorite memory so far of making music and being in a band?
My favorite memory. It's not really a memory, but just like the feeling of just like making the music itself. Like with Infinity City, just like kind of sitting in my basement. I was standing in my basement, just recording that music and just like being able to like formulate those feelings into music and just seeing the progress from where I started probably a year or two ago to where I am now. Probably that was one of the best memories or just like best feelings. So it's like, I'm actually like getting better. Like this is not all for nothing. This is like leading up to something. I don't know what, but yeah.
That's awesome. What does the songwriting process look like for you?
Sometimes I'll just be like jamming on my guitar and I'll play just something random and be like, oh my God, this is good. And I'll like pull out my phone and start recording and I'll record how I play it. And other times I'll like start with a basic idea like that. And then I'll go into like the recording software and then I'll be like, okay, that sounds good. Let's try this. And I try to get like a basic rough demo down and I'll be like, okay, this wasn't as good. Let's try this idea here. Let's change the mix of this part. Let's increase the volume of the drums. Let's change the lyrics here. And I start out with like a rough demo and then just slowly nitpick it and mix it different and just try to like make it how it is when it's released.
Nice. Do you have any new music coming out anytime soon?
Yes, we are currently working on a new single called Autumn Leaves. I wanted to release it on the first day of fall, which is tomorrow, but that's not going to happen. One, because I'm still working on lyrics and I have a sore throat and I can't do that. Yeah. And two, it's just like, I'm just still, once again, working on lyrics. I have a rough demo of it down. So I'm like nitpicking it and stuff. But that is like, that's a collaborative project because I'm working with people outside of the band on the vocals. With my friend Liam Tipple, who also does music here. And he's going to help me with the vocals on that. But that should be out sometime in October, like very soon.
Nice.
Thank you so much to Bloom Kings for being our local artist interview this week. Liz, tell us a little bit more about your experience with Bloom Kings and the interview and everything.
Yeah, so it was actually really interesting to hear from the guy, Nick. I had never heard of them before, and so I was kind of going in blind because it was actually Colette's like friend. So we were like, nice. Okay, let's like get together and let's get this interview. So it was really like interesting to hear his process and how he makes all of his stuff on his own, because like I noticed in the song, like the guitar parts are pretty like in depth and like complicated, and he's able to do that all by himself and then still like mix stuff and put it all together. It's awesome.
Oh, very, very cool. And I know Colette was saying they're all friends, but they all go to ISU, which I think is really cool.
I think they all live in the dorms and that's how they all met. So, wow. Which is awesome.
Yeah, that's super cool.
ISU bringing people together.
Of course, that always does. Well, that's awesome. Thanks again to Bloom Kings.